Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now. From the beautiful heart of Utah is the student of the gun, Paul Markle, who was here with me yesterday. How are you doing, sir?
Indeed, we just had so much to talk about that, well, we didn't get it all in.
We didn't talk about any of the world situation at all, did we?
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
But we probably need to.
Yeah. And then next time, we got to get CJ on here, too.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you don't have to wait for me to do that, but you definitely need to get him off.
Okay.
Talk about sites and tritium and nuclear fission, stuff like that.
Gotcha. Anyway.
So where do you want to begin?
Well, you know, as someone, you know, when I was in the military, and my last duty gig was military intelligence. We used to have these things called SATA briefings. Did you guys have that in the Marine Corps?
Oh, I'm sure we had something similar. They probably had their own acronym for it.
Right. Well, the SATA briefing was basically how dangerous it is to be in the U.S. Basically, subversion and espionage directed against America. And back in 1990, in my last SATA briefing, they told us then that we had all of these people inside the interior of the United States that had overstayed various visas, and they didn't know
yep.
who they are. That was in 1990. I got out 30 days to the day before Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait.
Yeah.
30 days later. And then they weren't taking prior service because I tried to get back in. Anyway, so for the very longest time, it's been sort of an idea that there's, you know, bad people inside that would do bad things in the United States. And then, you know, nobody thought it was a likely thing that about, I don't know, 5 or 6 Middle Eastern guys would take some flight lessons and learn how to fly a plane but not land it. And then, get with their buddies and go to Home Depot and buy some case cutters, yeah, and get on a plane and hijack them and paint them, or park them in skyscrapers or in the Pentagon. That was not a very likely scenario. Nobody thought that was a thing. So
Stephen King did.
Yeah. Well.
No, not King. Gresham.
Okay.
John Gresham.
Yeah.
But anyway, oh no, Tom Clancy. What? I'm getting all my authors mixed up. Please forgive me. But Clancy, remember when the book about when the Japanese took out Congress?
Vaguely. I used to read a lot of books when we would go to the field because, you know, when we weren't on duty, we'd be in a room with a bunch of guys and there'd be nothing to do. So I read books and I used to read
a lot.
Too. Yeah, so.
But any hooser.
So now here we are today. We know that the border is a big hangar door and everybody's coming through. It's multiple big hangar doors and everybody's coming through. We know that the cartels specialize in, I'm surprised they're not like smuggling buses in here or airplanes or something. They smuggle everything else, smuggle people, guns, drugs. And we know that millions of military-age single men have come across the border. And
yep.
When I was speaking with a lady named Kate Rubichek, who did a film called Gotaways, and she told me that she thought that, you know, it's anywhere from 5 to maybe even 40,000 of them were Middle Eastern. While she was there for a month observing and filming at the border, and they were just, man,
yep.
The Border Patrol was overwhelmed by it all, so they just walked through. The coyotes would just take them right on through. So we know they're here, and we also know that they knew where they were going. And here we are today, and we have Hamas that has gone out there. And I mean, what did you think about their parasail attack? It was pretty imaginative, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah. Did you see the one guy got caught up in the high tension power lines and fried?
I did not see that.
Yeah, there's a fun video going around where one of them got caught up in high tension power lines and turned into a crispy critter. But you know, we're only a week and a half into this now, and you know, the questions are still unanswered. How Israel could be so overwhelmed? You know, how that could happen? You know, they've had. You know, you can't really stop the mortars and the rockets coming in from Gaza. You know, you can see them coming in, and you can try and take them out with your Iron Dome and with your Sea Whiz and what did you guys call it, the Vulcan?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the Vulcan or the Sea Whiz or whatever. You can do that. But the actual invasion, like the thousands of guys that came across, and that just blew right through the walls, just blew right through the checkpoints. Just that fact is I don't know how the Israeli people are feeling about their government right now, but it's disturbing.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
And we, you know, and let's go. You know, how are do the intelligence agencies are they inept? Are they corrupt? Are they acting in collusion? Are they criminal? Because I tell you what they're not doing is they're not doing their jobs. The United States, you know, like people are like, oh, well, it's not our job to monitor what's going on over there. It's like, are you kidding? They monitor. We monitor what's going on in every country.
Right.
And the idea that they could spend months in preparation. And we supposedly had no idea, just shocked out of the blue. Can't imagine where this came from. Can't imagine how this happened. It's dumbfounding, and people should be angry. You know, the Americans should be angry. Israelis should be angry. You know, the people should be angry that those who are paid like insane amounts of money to prevent things like this from happening. Aren't people whose specific job it is to find out, you know, to pay attention to things like this aren't paying attention, or they are and they just decided to let it happen, or you know, or I don't know what the answer is. I mean, we could go all the way down the rabbit hole and say that they knew it was going to happen and they just decided to let it.
Well, I believe the director of Shibet, or whatever they call that, he has said the buck stops with him. He has stepped up and taken responsibility for it, which I know we're not used to that kind of thing nowadays, but, you know, he has done that.
Well, what were they doing?
I don't know. I'm obviously not paying attention to anything. They were definitely asleep at the switch. And that would not... Man, I'll tell you the other part of that when we get back. We're coming up on the first break. Paul Markle is the student of the gun. The website is studentofthegun.com. Student of the Gun is a resource. Student of the Gun is a shop. Student of the Gun is a bookstore. It is many, many things. And when you go there, you're going someplace where you can learn something, where you can buy something, where you can read something, where you can watch something. And it's all about you and your weapon. That's why it's worth your time to go check out, especially now. Go check out studentofthegun.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Paul Markle. It's becoming a habit. I like it though. Were you as surprised as I was to find out that the Israeli gun control regime is rougher than it is in the Bronx?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I wasn't surprised because I've known, we've got, you know who Yehuda Reamer is?
Yes.
Goes by the handle Pew Pew.
Yeah.
Well, we had him on the show. We've had him on a couple of times. And we talked to, we addressed the common perception or the lie that Americans have, that it's us and Israel and Switzerland. You know, those are the armed populaces. You know, those are the countries that have armed citizens that are ready to go and ready to roll at any moment in time. And, you know, people have this perception that the Israel of 2023 is the Israel of 1978, 1982, 1985. And it's not. Israel has been poisoned by socialism. You know, that's why Yitzhak Rabin is dead, because they gave over to socialism. And I said, when I found out that the Israeli government was pushing their people to take the poison shots, and that they were proudly reporting that their nation had the highest percentage of poisoned people in the world, you know, initial shots and boosters and da 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 da. I was like, Israel's done. They're finished. Because that's not freedom. That's not liberty. That's they're socialists. And this incremental gun control situation that they've had, you know, we were talking to Yehuda, and he said that everybody thinks that Israel's like little America, where everybody's, you know, they all carry and they're this and that. And he put the truth to the lie that's, you know, that's not the case at all. You know, if you have one gun and you want to get another gun, you have to trade in that gun. You know, you're only allowed to have so many. You only have so much ammo and what have you. And how did they get there? How do you go from an Israel of the 1980s to now? It's creeping socialism. It is this creeping socialism that you get, where you've got the people who are convinced that, well, it's okay. It's all right, because the government will take care of us, because the government has promised to protect us, because we have a this and we have a that. And look at what happened. Look at the citizens that were just slaughtered wholesale. And then we have the people who were actually armed, and we have stories about families that actually were armed with magazine fed rifles, and how they fared versus, you know, the hippies at the music festival. But what's the death toll up to now? Close to 300?
Yeah.
At the
music festival, yeah.
Yeah, just at the music festival. That's not at the various kibbutz and the, you know, the homes and so forth, where they just went house to house, just killing wholesale. And, you know, people, you know, the Americans who think that Israel is the Israel of the 70s or 80s, they're like, how could this happen? How does this happen? Well, it happens because of creeping socialism.
Yeah.
And we can't ignore it. And the same thing's going on in Switzerland. You know, the Swiss guard that we used, you know, the Swiss home guard that we used to, you know, read about, like every adult male is a, you know, a trained soldier, and they keep their G3 and a case of ammo in their houses, blah, blah, blah. Those days are gone. Switzerland's allowed the creeping European socialism to infect them. And now it's, you know, we have one incident in 50 years where somebody used a gun to commit a crime, an army rifle to commit a crime. And they're like, oh, that's it. It's like Australia. One guy went on a killing spree. That's it. You got to disarm the whole populace.
Right.
And we're it. You know, we like to believe that there are other countries like Switzerland or Israel or whatever. But the reality is we're it, as far as a nation that has any potential for its people to remain free. And we're not free by the definition of the word, but we're better off than, let's say, you know, the European Union, all the countries of the European Union, they're toast. It's just a matter of time.
Right.
You and I will probably live to see the collapse of Europe. It's going to be unrecognizable from the Europe that our grandfathers liberated is no longer recognizable. It's not even recognizable. It's not even there. And the invasion that they've had, you know, what's funny, Bill, is There's two countries on planet Earth that are not being invaded by illegals. That's Russia and China.
Yep.
And they may be the devil, and they may be, you know, they may be evil incarnate. But we got to ask ourselves, why aren't the Hajj trying to invade Russia? Why aren't the Hajj or anybody trying to invade China? Why aren't they, like, running across their borders? I thought communism was the best thing in the world. I thought these people believed that communism was fairness. Why aren't they running towards communism?
Well, it was never true.
I thought they just needed more time to let it work. You know, we need more time to let communism work. It hasn't had enough time. It's only had 100 years.
Right.
It hasn't had time to work yet.
That's all. You know what that is. That's never been a true statement. It's never going to be a true statement. I know everybody's like, well, it hasn't been done right.
Yeah. In 100 years, they haven't had an opportunity to do it right. Actually, the opposite is true. They've done it exactly as it was planned. It's been done right every time.
Yep.
And the design is to enslave the people and give those at the top ultimate power.
Yep. The only thing keeping them from doing it. Yeah, I believe the three biggest destinations for these for the Hodges, as you call them, which I think that's hilarious, is the U.S., the U.K., and France.
They pretty much overrun Germany, too.
Well, and they pretty much London is, they call it now Londonistan. Londonistan.
Oh, yeah, London. The Brits are going to get what they've had coming.
Yeah.
Their elitist, social elitist crap is going to be their undoing.
Yep.
It's really going to be their undoing, and they deserve it. They deserve it. Their government is run by criminals, and the people have allowed themselves to become sheep. And they just surrendered a little bit at a time, and to the point that they're being arrested for making mean tweets. And that's not even a joke.
Yeah, that's
and, true. And our show.
We're coming up on the break. Hang on right there.
There you go.
And we're talking to Paul Markle, student of the gun, which is also a podcast, which is also a online TV show. It's also a school. It's also a online learning center. It's also a book resource. It's a lot of things. But you got to go to studentofthegun.com first to see what's going on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News update. According to a Palestinian official, an Israeli airstrike on a Gaza hospital resulted in hundreds of casualties, but Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says it's not clear as of yet who's responsible for that missile strike.
It should be very clear that Hamas is the one putting Palestinians or those in Gaza at great risk.
Israel is blaming terrorists for the missile strike. Tomorrow, President Biden set to visit Israel, where he will hold meetings with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other leaders. leaders. The visit coincides with joint efforts by the U.S. and Israel to formulate a plan for delivering humanitarian aid to the civilians in Gaza. The House remains without a speaker. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan fell short of the required 217 votes on the initial ballot, garnering only 200. The House is presently in recess. There is a possibility of a second vote. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I am speaking with Paul Markle. We've been talking about things and circumstances and all this other stuff. Let's talk about here. So,
right.
In your day-to-day, what is Paul and Zach and Jared, when you guys go out and go your separate ways, what's in the vehicle now?
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I've always got a rifle in my truck. I live in the country. But my advice to everyone, regardless of whether you live in the country or the city or the suburbs or whatever, is don't walk out your front door without the fundamental four on your body for any reason. And that's lethal, sharp, bright, and medical. You shouldn't leave your house without those. And I'm not saying you shouldn't have other stuff, but that's minimum. That's minimum. You need to have a lethal force instrument on your body at all times. And if you find yourself in a situation where people are trying to deliberately disarm you, you need to have a hard look in the mirror, look in the mirror and say, okay, why do these people want me to be disarmed? Well, for safety. Whose safety?
Yep.
For whose safety? Not mine. Apparently you don't care about my safety, because all those disarmed Israelis, they're not safe. All the ones that are stacked up in body bags, the ones that are minus heads, they didn't have guns, so that made them safe, right? No, it didn't. You need to have some lethal force instrument on hand at all times. And, there's a difference between allowed and able. People use those words as interchangeable. In the dictionary, there, if you read the definitions, they're not interchangeable. They're two different words. There's a difference between allowed and able. And if you tell me, if you look at me and you're like, oh, you don't understand, I'm not allowed. Okay, that's a cool story. Are you allowed to bleed to death? Are you allowed to be beheaded? Are you allowed, You know, what? Tell me what you're allowed. Tell me what's allowed. This is a serious conversation we have to have. We're not playing a game here. This isn't about sports. This isn't about hobbies. This is about life and death. And there are few people on planet Earth that have the opportunity every day, you know, thanks to the people who came before us, to get up and move about as armed citizens. That number is, you know, when we have our classes, Bill, regardless of whether it's a rifle class or a handgun class or whatever, I always started out and I tell people, well, you need to take a moment and pause and consider the fact that you are one of the few humans on planet Earth that can engage in this behavior without permission from your government. You don't need a permit. You don't need a permission slip. You know, and I said, not only that, I said, but the behavior we're about to engage in, and that would be like a 2-day training class, I said, is forbidden in many countries. If you were to engage in this behavior in many countries, you would be arrested and thrown in jail. We need to appreciate that fact. We need to understand that fact and take advantage of it. And that's, you know, that's where we get into a situation where Americans have become so just conditioned to believe that everything will be okay just because it's supposed to be okay. You know, everything will work itself out because it's supposed to work itself out. You know, the natural condition of the universe is darkness. Darkness is the default.
Right.
Light comes from a positive application of energy. You know, you don't have to have a special little handheld device to create darkness, do you?
No,
because darkness is the natural default. And slavery on planet Earth is the default of the human, of the citizen, of the person, you know, the human inhabiting planet Earth. Slavery is the default. Liberty is like light. It takes a positive application of energy. And if you just default, if you just say, well, the government will make sure that everything's okay for me, the default is servitude. So don't leave your house, you know, I'm imploring you, without something lethal, sharp, bright, and medical. You need to be able to take care of yourself. Now, how many of the people that were attacked bled to death before the emergency services could get to them? I'm sure some of them, there was no help. But most often when we have these mass killings, people are injured, they go down, and then the killers move on and they just lay there and bleed to death because nobody can get to them. It happens to our schools, our churches, our malls. People who shouldn't have died, died because they were waiting for someone who wasn't going to come. You know, a lot of schools in America, at least ones that I affiliate myself with, teach people, like, expect a self-rescue. No one is coming. You know, if your first thought is, well, I have my phone and that's going to summon immediate help, you're kidding yourself. You're kidding yourself. And the next terrorist attack in the United States, and we're going to have another one. I don't see how it's possible that we can't. Our intelligence services are completely corrupted. The government in Washington is run by a dementia patient. A cowardice dementia patient. Bill, look, why do you suppose Iran thought that they could get away with taking our embassy in, you know, 79? Because there was a puppet. There was a feckless puppet in the White House. Why didn't Iran take the Russian embassy? Why didn't they take the Russian embassy? I'll tell you why. Because they would have been a glass factory in about 2 seconds. Because Russia wouldn't have mixed words with them. But we had an ineffectual freaking puppet in Jimmy Carter, and they knew that they could get away with it. Weakness always breeds this. And we have the consummate weakness in our government right now. Why should countries be afraid of us? Whoa. I mean, I'm waiting for somebody to answer that question for me.
Right.
Why what do they have to fear?
Well, I mean, if we were on our, if we were in the 80s, they would fear obliteration. In the 80s,
yeah.
That's what they feared. But they don't fear that anymore because
no.
Right now, our military is too busy worrying about white rage and intersectionality.
Yeah, they're worrying about, you know, gender sensitivity training and woke. But we gutted our military, and we've been doing it since Obama. Obama started it. Biden, you know, Trump slowed it down. But he wasn't there long enough to make long-term change. And
right.
Then Biden ramped it back up. And we've got a critical leadership shortage in every branch of the military. We have critical NCO shortages. And the officers at the top are all just a bunch of politicians and yes men.
Yep.
They're just trying to feather their own nests.
Yep.
And you cannot survive as a nation like that. So the idea that we're thumping our chest like we're the best military in the world, nobody's going to mess with us. Dude, they just messed with us for 20 years and we surrendered.
Yep. They did indeed. It's enough to make you sad. It's enough to make you cry. I mean, the military I served in would never have done it. Hang on for me, if you will. Paul Markle is a student of the gun. Going to the student of the gun means that when you go there, you're looking for something in particular. And if it has to do with gun handling or for shooting or long-distance shooting or tactical shooting or training or first aid or any of these things, Paul is
mindset.
He can help you with mindset.
Get your mindset right.
Yeah. Everybody needs to get their mindset right now because, like it or not, you may have to employ it very soon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we've been speaking with Paul Markle, the student of the gun. So once again, reiterate what it is, the big four, the fabulous four, the lethal
four. The fundamental four.
Fundamental four. I knew it was something having to do with four.
Yeah, fundamental four. Lethal, a lethal force instrument. Do not leave your home without a lethal force instrument. Lethal sharp pocket knife. It's amazing people who call themselves adult men that walk around without a knife on their body. You know, when you and I grew up, your grandpa... If you needed something cut, you went to your grandpa because he always had a knife.
Yeah, and if you wanted to make him happy, you always gave him a new case knife for Christmas or for his birthday or whatever. He loved that.
That was just a rite of passage. I remember being 12 years old getting my first pocket knife, you know. So lethal, sharp, bright, a good flashlight, a good solid flashlight. Not some cheap $5 piece of crap from the gas station. Spend $20 or $50 on a good light.
Yep.
Spend $60 on a good light. And then medical, you know, traumatic medical gear. People say, well, I can't carry it on me because it's too big and bulky. Bull crap, you can't. We've been doing this for 10 plus years now. I created, after the Boston bombing, I created a thing that I called the Pocket Lifesaver. And it's a kit that is small enough to fit into a cargo pocket, a back pocket, a purse, a pouch, and you can carry it on you. The only reason you're not carrying it on you is because it's not a priority in your life. Obviously we believe that people should have training, you know, and the training is available. But something that people often overlook is they're like, well, you know, I don't have enough training to carry that gear. I'm like, okay, that's a cool story. What if somebody else did? What do you mean? When I was a police officer, you know, I would work wrecks, and often a doctor or a nurse would see the wreck and they would pull up and they would get out of the car and they're like, I'm a doctor, you know, I'm an ER nurse or whatever. Can I help you? And I'm like, yeah. Well, here's what they never had. They never had gear. Why? Because when they went to their job to do that job, they went into a building full of that stuff. You know, they went into a building that was full of gauze and everything that they needed, sutures and all that. They didn't carry it on them. What if somebody had training? You know, what if it was the nurse, the doctor, the whatever? And you could hand them a kit and say, here. Now, I recommend that adults all should get it, all should get the training. You know, you should know how to use a tourniquet, a pressure dressing, and, you know, you should know how to do that, make a pressure dressing. You know, there's no, the only reason that that is the one, probably one or two shining benefits or positive things that came out of the failed global war on terror was the advancement in traumatic medicine and traumatic medicine gear and traumatic medicine training. There's no reason. You know, I wrote the book Beyond the Boo Boo, man. We talked about that. And if you don't, you're not sure what I'm talking about or why I'm talking about it, grab the book. Go to Amazon or our store and pick up the book Beyond the Boo Boo. It talks all about my 15-year journey in, you know, this traumatic medical training business, trying to convince people that a lot of the stuff that we learned or that we thought we learned was wrong, and we fixed ourselves since then. And then the confidence level is where you need to be. If you're toting around a blaster, you need to have that intellectually, you know, that honesty check, that mirror check. And say, could you make the shot or the shots or what have you? You know, because owning a gun doesn't make you a gunfighter. We, you know, Bill, we used to do a thing. I haven't done it lately, but we did it a bunch where I called it the cell phone challenge. You ever heard of the cell phone challenge?
No, I have not.
Okay, what we would do is we were like, I'd show up at the range with sandwich baggies, and I would have people, you know, I'd say, all right, I'd give everybody a sandwich baggie, and I'd say, put your phone in it, and they'd zip up, you know, a Ziploc sandwich baggie, and then we'd go up and we'd staple that baggie about 6 to 8 inches away from the head of the target, and I'd have them march back, you know, 5 yards, and like, okay. On the word go, I want you to put, you know, 1, 2, 3, how many rounds into its face. And we never had anybody shoot their phone. But that drives home. They're like, oh, well, what if I accidentally shot my phone? Well, okay, what if you did? What if the person that was trying to kill your wife is standing right next to your wife and your wife is quote, downrange? You know, we have this weird fallacy that only the bad people will be, quote, downrange. In the real world, everything is downrange. Good people, bad people, everything. You've got to be able to put the bullets exactly where you need them to be.
Yep.
And if you don't have enough confidence, if you don't think you could make focus on your front sight, make that shot and not shoot through your iPhone, what are you going to do if it was your kid or your wife? Or, you know, your grandkid or whatever, and there's a monster with a freaking machete, you know, and they're going to kill that person unless you stop them. That's a gut check, and you need to have that confidence. And you get confidence from training and practice. That's what we do.
Well, the gunfighter part, you know, It's not going to be about the gear. It's going to be about the reps, right? I mean, it's all about the work. It's all about the less than sexy stuff that you do, isn't it?
Yep. You can't purchase your way around training. You can't purchase your way around skill. You know, you can buy a bunch of garbage, but that doesn't give you skill. Skill comes from doing the work,
right? So with that, and knowing that, this means that anybody could be a gunfighter if you're willing to take the time to do it, right?
Yeah, you just got. Yeah, you can shoot better than a Navy SEAL if you just apply yourself.
Yep. It's and I mean, all things considered, yeah, sir.
Yep. No, it's just about consistently doing things correctly.
Right.
You know, the training is available. We've got the training. Other people, you know, have the training. You just need to decide that it's a priority to you.
Right.
And that's all about mindset.
Right. Well, mindset is something that you can, you have to be with somebody that has it in order to get it. Or it has to be taught to you. Do you think anybody naturally has it?
Oh, Well, I don't think anybody naturally has it. You know, they might have had it instilled by their parents. You know, their parents might have helped them out. Grandparents can help them out. If people are very fortunate, they have good coaches or, you know, mentors that help them out. You know, I'm sure that you had the time to read the book, The Four Pillars of Fighting, that I helped James finish. James Yeager finish.
I have not had a chance to.
Oh, you haven't?
I don't have it.
Oh.
I don't think.
You don't have it?
I don't think so.
Oh. How'd that
happen? Hang on a second. Let me, well, I got all my books from you facing the other way to where I can't see their spines. I might have it, but I don't know.
Hmm.
I'll look into that.
Yeah, I definitely do.
Yeah. Because this is the time. This is the time now, isn't it? This is the time to get yourself set because, I mean, I'm trying to get back in the groove. I went to the range yesterday, ran the 300 blackout, ran the Glocks, hitting targets that I intended to hit now. My confidence level is high. Higher. I need to go do it some more, don't I? I mean, I need to keep doing it. I need to repeatedly do it. So
that's right. We don't practice until we can hit the target.
Right.
We practice until it's nearly impossible for us to miss.
Right. So, having said all that, that's the key thing. That's the main thing. So, listen, we're gonna have CJ on here because they make the set of sights that I have on my Glock 45 is the best set of steel sights I've ever seen. The best set of night sights I've ever seen. I'm shocked at this. I used to think it was big dots, but no, not anymore. Night vision. Anyway, thank you for taking time to join me today, sir.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's always fun to have a good chat with Paul Markle. One day I'm going to get a rifle and I'm going to go there and he's going to teach me how to shoot at something that's a mile away.
There you go.
As for me, I'll be back in about 20, 21 hours. Between now and then, remember, this has never been about gun control. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.